Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good morning, Warrior fans, and welcome to the fourth place game from Marshfield High School in Coos Bay, Oregon, where your Amity Warrior girls set to take on the Pleasant Hill Hillbillies.
Thousands of customers.
They're just the Pleasant Hill Billies. Sorry,
Rapid Manufacturing.
There's no two hills in there. Pleasant Hill Billies.
Since 2008.
In this fourth place, sixth place game, so winner gets fourth, loser gets sixth. Later today, Sutherland and Sandy and Christian will battle for that third place, fifth place matchup. And the satisfying part about that for the Warriors is even though they lost the game, they feel like they clearly should have won against Sandy and Christian.
OES is there to help.
If they win today and Sandy and Christian loses to Sutherland, the Warriors will finish fourth in the tournament, which is where they were seated. And the Eagles would finish fifth where they were seated. And there'd be some satisfaction in that, I know, for these Amity Warrior girls. This one promises to be a very similar matchup to what the Warriors had to deal with yesterday with Lakeview. This is a physically imposing team. They're big, long. They are pretty experienced. They run out. They'll start one.
If you need to work on your game,
they'll start two seniors, I guess.
To work through.
They've got a couple more that come off the bench for them. But they're just—they're more of a forward center dominated team rather than a guard dominated team.
Equipment sales.
And so, as a result of that, it's a contrast in styles, just like it was against Lakeview yesterday, where it's about
power equipment.
Can the Warriors guards cause more problems for Pleasant Hill than Pleasant Hill's big girls can cause for the Warriors?
Back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them.
Of course they are.
503-435-2700.
There we go. Sorry about that, folks. Sometimes I screw things up. That's the way it goes. We'll start this intro again. Thanks to Jason Sharp letting me know. That's what happens when you don't have a producer. Let's try it again. Welcome to the fourth place game from Coos Bay, Marshfield High School, where your Amity Warriors are set to take on the Pleasant Hill Hillbillies in this fourth and sixth place game. Winner gets fourth, loser drops to sixth. And like I was saying a moment ago, the consolation to this is while the Warriors lost a game, they feel like they should have won against Sandy M. Christian on the first day of the tournament. If the Warriors win today and Sutherland beat Sandy M. Christian, which they're favored to do, the Warriors would finish fourth and Sandy M. Christian would finish fifth, exactly where they were seated coming into the tournament. It's one of the ironies of a bracket being set up like this, is that you can beat a team and still finish behind them in the final trophy presentation. So the Amity Warriors looking to knock off the Pleasant Hill Billies. The Pleasant Hill is very similar, as I was saying, to Lakeview in terms of they are a forward and post-oriented team. The Warriors, of course, a very guard-oriented team. And so it'll be a challenge again for the Warriors to deal with the size and the strength inside that Pleasant Hill has, similar to what Lakeview gave that look to us yesterday. So it really comes down to, are the Warrior guards more dominant than the Pleasant Hill forwards and post players? And if the Warriors can disrupt the ability of Pleasant Hill to get into their offense by harassing their guards, which is, there's no secret to how the Warriors attack you, right? They're going to attack you with lots of pressure on the perimeter. They're going to try to turn you over, get out and run, and just make it miserable for you to try to run your offense. Pleasant Hill, on the other hand, is going to try to, they like to run, don't get me wrong, but they want to run off of rebounds more than turnovers. Their success is not predicated upon them being able to turn you over, but rather to get you to miss shots, get the rebounds, and get out and run. And they do that well. They have a big girl, number 15, Cheyenne Green, who's about 6 feet tall. She's a sophomore, and she's an athlete. I mean, she is fluid, gets out and runs the floor well. She did that several times yesterday. We watched, in their game against, Nyssa that they won. They got out and ran. Now, the reason they beat Nyssa, who was the sixth seed coming into this tournament, the reason that Pleasant Hill was able to beat them is because Gracie Johnson, the 6'5 post from Nyssa, could never get her free throws to drop. She was 4 out of 12 from the foul line during regulation. She fouled out early in overtime, and that's the reason Pleasant Hill was able to win the game. But Gracie Johnson, 4 out of 12 from the foul line in a game that ended up going to overtime, missed 8 foul shots. And so, not normal for her. She's typically a good foul shooter. She has a nice stroke on the ball. And for her to have that kind of a game, just I really feel for her. Nice girl. Pretty popular with the other athletes down here. And she is that's a tough one. You know, you feel in a situation like that when you're the best player and you know that your team is relying on you and you end up 4 out of 12 from the foul line in a game that you end up losing in overtime, you feel that loss is all on you. There's just, you know, I don't have to talk to Gracie to know that that's how she feels yesterday and today. That one's going to wear on her for a long time. Like, how did I go 4 out of 12 from the foul line? You know? So, those are tough losses. Sutherland feeling the same way today. They're going to play for the third place game, but they lost a game yesterday against Corbett where Micah Wicks, who's one of the best players, if not the single best player in the state, just they box and wonder. They were all over her. She ended up 4 out of 12 from the field, I believe, in that game. Just struggled the whole time. Sutherland was behind like 14-2 after one quarter and just never could get back into that game. That's about what they ended up losing. Why it was about 12 points. And so the you know, it's just the way it goes, right? It's hard. You invest a lot. You expect a lot out of yourself as the best player on the floor, and when you aren't able to deliver, that weighs heavy. There's no question about it. And so you hope that Wicks is able to bounce back from that and get some perspective on things today, and you hope that you know, Gracie doesn't let that wear too heavy on her long term. Now, let's turn our attention to this one today. This 9 a.m. start here from Marshfield High School. Your Amity Warriors coming off a nice win against Lakeview, 49-46. And that was one that they had to really seal it down the stretch in that game because it was a tight one, folks. Came really down to making free throws down the stretch. Ellie McMullen and Eliza Nisley both hitting a pair of free throws inside of the last minute to really seal that. And then Kylie Kendall hitting one out of two. And those were really kind of the key points down the stretch in that game as Lakeview was having to foul and the Warriors were stepping up and making their free throws. Ellie McMullen sealing that deal with her two last free throws with about 6 seconds to go in the game. Pretty satisfying for the senior who hasn't been able to contribute near as much as she would have liked to have been able to contribute this year, coming off the ACL injury a year ago down here at State versus Brookings Harbor. Really changed her senior year completely as she had to rehab that, miss soccer season and a trip to the semifinals in the playoffs there, and then missing most of the season, coming back late in the season this year to play basketball, and just hasn't really been herself. Obviously, she's not the player that she was prior to the ACL. And you see this at the professional level. They usually talk about, yeah, you can come back from an ACL in a year and play the next year, but you're not the same player, even as an NFL or an NBA player, until the year after that. It really takes 2 full years to get back to 100%, and it's just a lot of things that go into that. Rehabilitation and getting all that muscle strength back and the fine tuning. And so, you know, it's the same thing for a amateur athlete as well, like Ellie. You're coming off that. There's a lot of things that she can do, and she brings a lot of experience to the floor, but she's not as quick as she was a year ago. She's not shooting the ball as well as she was a year ago. And a lot of that is she hasn't played basketball most of the last year. And
as she slowly kind of got back into it, she's having to retrain her body and doesn't have the confidence. You can talk about having the confidence all you want. You can tell yourself you believe in yourself, but you have to get those results. That's where that real confidence comes from as an athlete, is just knowing that your body will do what you're asking it to do in the moment. And that takes time to come back from a major injury like that, and for your body and your mind to really sync up and produce the results that you had before the injury. And so, but Ellie brings other things to the team. She's got great leadership. She has just an indomitable spirit, great attitude. The other girls love her. She's unselfish and has a real servant's heart out there as a basketball player and as an individual. And that's something the other girls look up to and really appreciate from her. And when she's on the floor, good free throw shooter. She can still knock down the three pointer. She hit 1-3 against the Honkers, and gotta go back. I think she hit one against Santiam Christian early in that game also. Let me go back and check. She ended up hitting two out of six against Santiam Christian, and she had one yesterday. So, she still brought some offense. She just hasn't been the girl that you can go to and have her hit five or six threes, you know, in eight or nine attempts. You know, and her range is not quite where it was last year either yet. You know, last year she pulled up from 27 feet and just knocked down threes. And that confidence and comfort isn't quite there yet. It takes a while to get back to that. But this is her last game, win or lose. And I'm excited for her, and as well as Megan Scharf and Kylie Kendall, as they wrap up their high school careers as well. And they will all play a serious role today in this matchup with the Billies. Well, good morning, Mr. Huber. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Ready for some action today?
Got my boys rolling. We're an hour later. We're still an hour. We're all right on the last 2 minutes.
We have just about 2 minutes to go before they start with the starting lineups and the national anthem here from Marshfield High School. Talking about just the real key to this game, the Warriors guards need to be more dominant than Pleasant Hill's interior players and forwards. That's just two different identities. Talking about Cheyenne Green, the 6 foot sophomore, number 15, who is a very good athlete, runs the floor well, can score inside. The Warriors are just going to have to do a good job on guard pressure. If you let her catch the ball close to the basket, you're probably in trouble. The Warriors need to put enough pressure on the guards and make them uncomfortable so they can't make those easy passes to the interior. So it's not rocket science, folks. It's the same strategy we've had most of the year against most teams. We are not big inside. We're looking for that, you know, 5'11", 6 foot transfer kid to come in as a junior maybe next year from somewhere.
I have a funny story. I was sitting in the grandstands at the boys game last night next to the Lakeview people, the Lakeview head coach and whatever. And I said, you know, at halftime, I said, I came back from halftime and I said, I was talking to a guy down by the concession stand, and he said he's a farmer from Lakeview, and he just bought some acreage up in Amity, and him and his daughter, they're going to move to Amity. And the guy was just real serious, and I said, yeah, he said his daughter's number 24. I hooked him really good for a while, but they said, no, she's coming back, they're not moving. That's all we need. We just need somebody
like man.
That.
One dominant post player, then Sarah Lincoln moved to the four, and oh my goodness.
Stratton is her name, I think.
Yeah,
oh
Stratton.
My goodness.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here and be back with the starting lineups from Marshfield High School for this fourth place game in the OSAA On Point Credit Union 3A basketball tournament. We'll be back in a minute. Amity's own Megan Scharf doing her final national anthem for a basketball game and turned in one of her best renditions of the year, Under Pressure.
Might be one of her last.
Yeah. Last doing a basketball game as a student, that's for sure. For the Pleasant Hillbillies, they will start number 3, Cheyenne Finley, a senior point guard. Number 15, Cheyenne Green, the sophomore post, who's very athletic. Number 23, Kylie Campos, a senior forward. Number 24, Brooke Weimer, a forward, sophomore. And number 34, a sophomore post, Claire Crawford. And coming off the bench, they'll have some size on the bench as well. They've got some, they've got their share of big girls. I don't know what it is about Amity. We haven't grown a 6-footer in a long time.
Long time.
For the Warriors, it'll be 80 and Eliza Nisley, Maya Harzma, Sarah Lynn Grove, and Ellie McMullen.
We had a 6'1", 6'2", but she was full-time volleyball. Stearns.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
She had good basketball genes.
And would have been a heck of a post player down low, wouldn't she?
Her mom was state champion at Nestucca.
So, you know, Sarah Lynn moving a lot better today. Talked to her last night at dinner, and she said she was really feeling good, getting a lot of therapy, and the ankle was feeling pretty good. And so hoping that her mobility is a little bit better. Yesterday, she really could not move defensively, and so the Warriors were really shorthanded on interior defense, especially on the bottom of that 1-3-1. And so I think she'll move better today.
Going down the stretch, though, she made a couple of key rebounds
and blocked a shot down there.
Yeah.
But only if you came right at her. She could not move to her right yesterday. So hopefully that's better. She's moving better just during warm-ups today. The night and day difference. A lot of therapy in the last 48 hours. Well, not even that. Last 36 hours for her. She's bouncing around pretty good. And, of course, the last game for these senior girls, Ellie McMullen, Megan Scharf, and Kylie Kendall.
You got a different time clock than I do. It's about 25 hours ago.
Yeah, whatever. No, it was, she heard it in the first game.
Oh, that's true, but 8 o'clock yesterday she was not.
No, but I'm just saying over the last 36 hours or plus, she's had a lot of help. So you can see that the Green girl is a legit 6-footer.
Oh, yeah.
And very athletic.
Not very aggressive, though, when I watch.
Jump ball is up, and Pleasant Hill wins the tap, except that Amity comes down with it. Almost turned it over. Ellie McMullen to 80. Now to Maya. Out to Ellie. She looks the thought about the three. Wanted to get things started out there. She'll swing it back. Down low to 80. 80 inside. Misses. Rebound inside. Pulled down by Crawford.
She's tall, too.
Yeah. Oh, they're big. So the Warriors in there. Looks like a diamond and one here initially in the press. Down low, Crawford fouled, no call. Brings the ball down low, kicks it back out. Out on top to Finley. Finley pressured, swings it over to Campos on the right angle. Campos back to Finley on the left side. They play catch out on top. Campos looking for a cutter. There's a travel as she threw it to Weimer at the kind of just above the foul line, and good pressure defense there by the Warriors. Forcing that travel. Warriors with the ball. No score here. 45 seconds into the first quarter. Harzma swings it over to 80. 80 down low. Ellie in the corner. Into Eliza. Eliza finds Grove. Left hand up and in. What a pass by Eliza Nisley to Sarah Lynn Grove.
Over the tall girl. They just threw it out.
And they almost turn it over here on the inbounds. Forcing their way up the side. Offensive foul! What a great job by Maya Harzma to hold her ground along that side. And the foul by number 24, Brooke Weimer, her first.
I already found my favorite ref for the night. He's made two calls that they don't make hardly at all.
I know. Usually they let that go. 80 with it in the left corner. Out on top to Maya. Swings it over to Ellie on the right angle. Ellie looking in the corner to 80. Down low. Eliza back out to 80 on the corner. She drives. Kicks. Maya takes a three.
Wow.
Little off. Ball's tipped inside. Pulled down by Crawford. Yeah, Maya, quick trigger on that. That's
shot.
Okay. Yep. You got to keep that defense honest. Finley with it. They double her by half court. Knocked away by Ellie. She gets it back. Gets across. Throws a soft pass out of bounds. So already, and Finley's only about 4'10".
She's not a good ball handler.
And she does not have the size to look over the top of that trap at all. And they're bickering already in their huddle. If you saw that, Ron, as they came to the sideline, there's already frustration. You can see it right there. I think they're going to have number 15, Cheyenne Green, bring the ball up against that pressure to throw it over the top.
For sure, get in the middle. She was clear back down to the baseline.
No way to break a press.
No.
So 30-second timeout taken by Pleasant Hill. First time out of the game with 6:20 left to go in the first quarter. Warriors with a 2-0 lead here early. And like we said, it's all about Amity's guards. Are they going to be more dominant than the Billy's interior players? And he's already gone to a sub. He brought in, No, they're the same. I couldn't find Crawford at first. She had her, she was sideways to me.
23, did she start? I don't think 23 started.
Yeah, 23 started.
She's tall too.
Yep. Out on top, Warriors with it. They go high post and back door. Eliza blocked by, Green underneath. They get it out, hook a pass across court, tip,
that hit
and that should be off of, no, they missed that call. Oh, they missed that call. Great hustle by Eliza to tip that ball, and it went off of the hands of Crawford out of bounds, but they missed it. The official was in transition also. They lob, there's a foul, not a good foul either by the Warriors. It's going to put Green on the line. They lobbed to her about 10 feet from the basket. She did a good job of not bringing that ball down. That's going to get Hawkins.
Season. She should have that play down.
Yeah.
Or 25th or 26th game.
Green gets the first one to roll in. Into the game, Trinity Hawkins. She'll replace Weimer. One more for Green, the sophomore post, six-footer. This one misses that. No box out from Grove. Missed shot inside ball. Tip. Warriors get the rebound. Got lucky there. Warriors coming back up slowly. Eliza with it. 2-1 game. 2 minutes and 15 seconds gone here in the first quarter. Ellie down in the corner on the right side to 80. Picks up her dribble. Threw that one away. Stolen by Campo. She's going the other way. Harzma knocks it away. Gonna get a travel. It's your guy. It's your guy, Ron.
I know.
He did not call the foul on Harzma. Great play by Maya. Warriors force another turnover. I think it's three turnovers already on Pleasant Hill. That one on the fast break. Eliza out on top. Warriors a little shaky so far. And there's a foul on Green as she tried to make a steal from down low, popping out top to play that passing lane. Eliza, or 80, a good job of getting her body turned and making Green come through her.
Same guy. He's made it. Oh, wow.
He's seen them all. Harzma to Nisley on the wing. Eliza turns, goes baseline, bounce pass underneath to Grove with the left hand up and in. She finishes so well with that left hand, Ron.
Over the tall girl who was anticipating a right-handed shot.
4-2. Almost had the steal. They finally break the pressure. Finley, bounce pass over to Campos on the right angle. Swings it left side to Hawkins. Back to Campos on the right angle. Down low. Green turns. Misses the shot inside. Oh. There's a foul and a basket by Crawford. Not a good foul.
Second shot. Second chance rebound. Didn't block out on the
weak side. This one's going to be on 23 McMullen. Her first. Second team foul on the Warriors. Chance to tie it up here for Crawford. Warriors with good pressure on the exterior, but they're getting killed on the boards early here. Crawford, the free throw, up and good. She's got three, and the Warriors are tied with the Billies at four. On top, Eliza swings it over to Harzma, back to Eliza on top, 2-3 zone against the Billies. Eliza on top, knocked away, but Harzma chases it down. Now swings it to 80. 80 drives left, gets in deep, fouled.
Fouled.
Good aggressive take against Crawford there. She beat Hawkins on the perimeter with her speed going left. Now she'll get to the line. Hawkins picks up the foul. Third team foul on the Billies. 4-4 game here. 80. Freshman guard at the line. Buries the first one. One more coming. Second one, also good for 80 Nisley. Warriors up 6-4. Finley swings it back across. Knocked away. Warriors with a steal. 80 takes it in. Blocked from behind by Green. Not by Green, by Campos.
She's a good athlete.
She is, and she's long. She's about 5'10".
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe 5'9".
She made up a lot of ground on quick guard.
Warriors with the ball in the inbound. Was blocked out of bounds cleanly. 80 drives. Ball slapped away. Ellie scrambles to pick it up. Out on top to Eliza. Eliza penetrates in, steps through all the way to the basket, scores.
That little hesitation. They thought she was going to pull up and shoot, and instead she just accelerated past the defender.
Warriors up 8-4. On the sideline, Campos drives, leaves it. Crawford lays it up and in. That's a good pass from Campos to Crawford. Crawford with 5 of their 6 points. Warriors up by 2. Ellie, boy, she would have stepped in and taken that last year. Campos misses the steal. Back over to Ellie. Ellie for 3. No good. Rebound inside, pulled down by Green. Warriors in transition defense here. Finley throws a pass.
Offensive foul out of control. Just ran down Eliza as she was making the pass.
Good play by Eliza.
Held the ground. That's their second offensive foul and at least their fourth turnover of the game. Well, fifth now.
Same girl, though.
Yeah, she's struggling. Yeah. She's quick, but she's not a great ball handler or passer, and she is tiny. Short, not tiny. She's athletically strong, but Warriors with the ball. Bounce pass down low. Grove lays it up and in. What a great pass from 80. Those Nisley girls are incredible passers, Ron. We overpassed a little bit yesterday, forced some things. Much better today. Campos down low, tipped away by Grove. Can't save it into the bleachers. Good play by Sarah Lynn Grove.
Moving really good.
We're going to have a timeout. No, we're going to have a sub. Alyssa into the game and Scharf in. Staying in the game, Eliza, Grove, and Harzma. So Ellie and 80 getting a break. Out on top with it, it's Weimer. Back over to Finley. Finley on the wing, Campos down low. Knocked away by Eliza. You can't make cross-court passes against this Warriors zone. They're just too quick. And Eliza and 80 just have such great timing playing those passing lanes. Warriors up 10-6. In the corner, Green hits Weimer, popping out, right angle, tipped out of bounds by Harzma. One-hand pass, you can telegraph that all the way, and you see Campos telling her, make two-hand passes. The better the defense is, the more important it is to be fundamentally sound on your passing. Finley picks up her dribble, over to Campos on the left angle, extended, surveys the court. Warriors come, give her a little pressure. She lobs it in the corner to Green. Down low, Crawford misses the shot inside, gets it back, scored and fouled. Too many touch fouls by the Warriors. If you're going to foul her. Stop giving her three-point attempts. 10-8, chance to cut it to a one-point lead here for Crawford. She's killing them. She has 7 of their 8 points, Ron.
Second chance points, so.
Yeah.
One good pass that got her a lay-in spot, but the
LA coming right back in.
5 of her points for second chance points.
Hits the free throw. She's got 8, and it's a 10-9 Warrior lead. Warriors have had a couple of chances up by 4 to extend this, and each time Crawford's gotten a 3-point play. Or another basket of some sort. Eliza to Alyssa. Ellie back into the game. Both McMullins in there. Swing it. Bad pass by Eliza. Picked off by Campos. Takes it in. Misses the shot. Grove with the rebound. Good job by Eliza to get back and not take the charge, but cause the problem without drawing the foul. 4 fouls on the Billies, 3 on the Warriors. Eliza with the drive, dishes out to Alyssa, quick trigger 3, halfway down, wouldn't stay. Didn't really get her feet set on that one. I don't think she was expecting that pass. Green with the rebound, get it ahead. Weimer,
guess who?
Down low, Crawford misses. She bats it off of Grove's hand and out of bounds.
Crawford's active.
She is. She's the one that's going to cause us problems this game, obviously.
Yeah,
about 5'9", 5'10".
Be Green, because they play her out on the perimeter.
Weimer will inbound right side of the key along the baseline. Gets it into Crawford, back to Weimer in the corner. Campos, high post, takes a dribble, gets the ball to roll in. Kylie Campos, her first basket, they're up 11-10. That's a 5-0 run now for the Billies. Grove looks in the high post, doesn't go, goes out to McMullen on the wing. Back out on top to Eliza, swings it to Alyssa, down in the corner to Grove, back to Eliza on the angle, down low, Scharf was fouled, no call, Grove thought about the three, she'll drive instead, bounce pass to Scharf, lays it up, misses that one, looked like she got hit on the follow through by Campos, no call, Campos with the rebound. Finley to Campos, back to Finley. Finley, the high dribble, gets it back over to Campos. 11-10, Billy's on top. Minute to go, first quarter. Green hits the 15-footer. Catch and shoot. Well, she does a good job of not bringing that ball down. Twice we've seen her keep that ball high on the catch, just turn and shoot without bringing it down. That's tough to defend. 13-10, Billy's Warriors take a full timeout with 55 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. As we get ready for the last 55 seconds here of the quarter.
You're like a coach, you don't like to take a timeout in the last minute, but if he doesn't stop the run, all of a sudden they're up by eight.
Well, you really need to finish this off with a basket here and a stop. That'd be a nice way to end the quarter for the Warriors. Eliza with it, swings it to Ellie on the right angle. She's directing that traffic with the head nod. Skip it over to Alyssa. Alyssa, a couple dribbles back. Nope. Now goes to Ellie on the left wing. High post, Scharf, down low. Grove blocked by Green. So long.
Got to fake or take it to the other side of the rim.
Yep. A little pump fake, one dribble, reverse lay-in would have been nice there. Campos with it. Down low, Green. Wraps it around. Crawford loses it. McMullen with the steal. Alyssa gets it to Eliza. 17 seconds. Warriors with time for one shot here. Eliza over to Ellie. High post, Grove back out to Eliza. Her pass stolen by Weimer. Weimer going the other way. Hooks it to Finley. Back to Weimer. Lays it up. Missed the shot. And that's going to do it for the quarter. End of the first quarter. Warriors trail 13-10 after one. This is KLYC McMinnville. Start of the second quarter here from Marshfield High School. That first quarter, the Warriors were led by Sarah Lynn Grove with 6 points. Warriors got out-rebounded 12-4 in the first quarter. Crawford with six of those by herself. She had 8 points to go with that. Finley, the point guard, with three turnovers. That needs to continue for the Warriors to be successful. Out on top, Weimer with it. Back over to Finley.
Switch
calls
to
out the play.
Switch to a 2-3 zone.
Give him a little different look here. Over to Weimer. Weimer fakes left, goes right, lost it on the sideline, got it back out to Crawford. On top, Finley. Campos, left angle. Crawford blocked by Eliza. Does anybody block more shots under 5-3 or 5-4 than Eliza? My goodness, she had three of them against San Diego Christian. They go backdoor. Campos misses the shot. Ball inside. Jump ball. Warriors ball. Basketball.
A 2-3 flustered him a little bit. I think the key for us offensively is we need to move the ball and don't hesitate on the three-point shots. We got to take some outside shots.
We're going to have to make some shots.
They're just going to plug up the middle. We won't get in.
They're too long.
Inside.
Kylie Kendall into the game to start the second quarter. Eliza down low, ball knocked away, tried to force it. Grove had changed her angle a little bit. Steeled by Pleasant Hill. They're on a 7-0 run right now, Ron. It was 10-6. A couple minutes to go in the first quarter. Finley out on top, gives it to Weimer, high post, Campos, couple dribbles, Crawford misses, gets it back. Brings it down.
She threw it away.
Lost it. Should be Warriors basketball. She thought she was going to get a jump ball. She was falling to the floor. Knew she had to get rid of it. The jump ball wasn't called. And she threw it out of bounds on the sideline. Warrior basketball. So no harm there. But the Warriors have got to take better care of the basketball. Warriors had three turnovers in the first quarter. But they've already got one this quarter. Skip pass over to McMullen down in the corner. 80 with the drive all the way in. Lay in, up and in.
Nice.
And foul. Oh, my. And my friend made the call?
Yeah.
Really? I don't want to applaud. I want to applaud right now,
just
but I won't applaud.
Just hide yourself when he looks over here.
I'll just get down behind the screen.
Yeah. There you go.
Now he can't see me, right? Okay. 13-12, Warriors down one. If you know what we're talking about. If you don't, you'll have to ask me later. I'm not going to say it on the air. Nice. 80 makes the free throw. She is 3 out of 3 from the line today. She's got 5 points. We're tied. That broke that 7-0 run. Finley with the ball. 13-13 early in the second quarter. They go high post to Weimer. She dribbles it out to the left side. Oh, man, not a good handle.
They're going to try to get that ball in the middle and then get to those two low posts.
Weimer on top with it.
Which they should.
Still 2-3 zone for the Warriors.
Get somebody in that high post.
Crosses over, leaves it out for Campos, swings it to Finley for three. She can hit it. She misses that one, babe.
Oh, man.
Kendall with the save.
Travel.
Throw it away. Ball's loose. Alyssa gets the steal. I guess that's a rebound steal. I don't know what that is. Probably a rebound. I don't think anybody else had control. Eliza going hard the other way, all the way in. Hooks it up. And in! Oh, she is lightning out there. The defense never could figure out where she was.
No. She went, it's like soccer. She weaved through three people.
Lickety, as Sean's would say, lickety brindle up the middle for the basket. Eliza Nisley just so quick with that ball in her hands. The defense just could never figure out how to get set. They were turning, turning, turning. She just wove her way through.
That's really the difference in girls basketball and boys basketball. She would never have been able to weave because quickness, quicker.
Yeah.
Reaction to those kind of moves.
As the title sponsor of the OSAA State Championships, On Point does everything it can to help our team and community get ahead. On Point delivers the local banking and lending its members need to reach their goals and make more possible. Visit On Point at onpointcu.com. On Point is federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. Warriors up 15-13 now on a little 5-0 run of their own, Ron.
Yeah, the change with about 2 minutes to go in the first quarter, that 2-3 zone, they're just not as...
Now back to a full court 1-3-1 here.
More pressure.
With Alyssa on top. They swing it down the right side to Weimer. Weimer pass to Campos, shovels it to Green. Green misses inside. Kendall crashing, and she's fouled. Somebody's fouled.
23.
Yeah, I think Campos from behind. I think you're right. 15 foul? 16 foul. 6th.
Yeah, good.
Warriors are shooting the bonus the last 5:25 of the first half. We only have 3 fouls. That could be a big deal down the stretch here of the second quarter. Eliza swings it to Kylie. Kendall skip pass to Alyssa. Alyssa dribbles around the top. Picks it up. High post. Grove back to Alyssa. Now to Eliza. Drives on the right angle. Leaves it for Kendall. Kendall high post. Grove swings it. 80 with the drive.
Oh,
dishes down low. Eliza fouled. Might have been fouled. No call. It was a little awkward. They throw ahead to Weimer. Weimer picked up by McMullen. Knocked away. Stolen by Eliza on the pass out to Campos. Eliza going the other way. Finds 80 out in front. 80 lays it up. And in! What a pass from Eliza to 80. 80 has 7 in the first half. And they are out and running against this team.
There's
almost a steal by McMullen. She gets it back. Campos. Swings it long. Kendall knocks it away. Eliza with the steal. Ahead to 80. 80. Passes. Eliza with it. Lays it up and in. It was tipped. Wasn't even intended for Eliza. But she was running the floor and ended up with it. Warriors up 6. 19-13. It's a 9-0 run by the Warriors. Campos over to Finley. Finley throws ahead to Weimer. Weimer. Warriors drop back. They go down low. Green trying to make a move. Fade. Throws it up. Bad shot. Crawford fouled. My goodness, she's a beast on the boards.
Yeah.
That girl can rebound.
Well, she anticipates that Green shooting, or whoever shoots, she gets herself in a good position.
Look at how she's built. She is just strong. She's got the lower body and the upper body strength and athleticism to go with it. She is a heck of a rebounder. Just a sophomore. She and Green both. This team's going to be good next year.
A lot stronger than Green.
If they get some guard play, Crawford misses the first free throw. She's 2 out of 3 now. Into the game, number 5, Reagan Obie, and number 11, Kaya Taylor.
I'm sorry.
They replace Finley and Weimer.
That can't be better if they're taking out 2 starting guards and putting in 2 starting guards.
Yeah, the Warriors might have a chance for a little more of a run here against this guard play. Crawford hits the second. She's 3 out of 4 from the line. Breaks a 9-0 Warrior run. 19-14. Pass ahead. Eliza drives. Gets in deep.
She got pushed.
Maybe, and she throws it away. Crawford with the steal. Crawford gets it to Taylor. Over to Obie. Obie knocked away. Jump ball.
Oh
my goodness.
I can't wave him off, Ron. I want to wave him off so bad. I'm not going to wave him off.
The jump was clearly before the...
Wow.
When you have a jump and then the girl moves and pulls the arm over there.
Yeah, that's you got to call the jump on that case. Eliza with her first. 15 found the Warriors. Obi drives in, kicks out to Campos, misses the three.
Trouble.
Green inside, lays it up, misses, and Grove with the rebound. Green, just like Stratton yesterday, having a hard time finishing inside. She faded when she didn't need to. Kendall, right corner. Pass tipped. Warriors with back-to-back turnovers. Rebound Taylor. Throws it ahead, or steal Taylor. Eliza knocks it away. They try to save it. Campos got tweaked an ankle. She wasn't paying attention. Green saved it right to where Campos was, but she had left because she was limping. They're going to get her out. Weimer's going to come back in.
Ankle or knee?
Something. She banged a knee.
She went hard to the bleachers.
Good sportsmanship by Eliza. Checks on her. Our girls are so nice. I'm telling you. The nicest group of girls you've ever seen playing basketball together at a high level. 80 on top. High post. Sarah Lynn out to Alyssa. Eliza on the left angle. Back out to McMullen. Eliza got to step in and shoot one of those at some point. Kendall on the right side. High post. Grove fakes. Gets in deep. Left hand up.
And oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. 80 chases down the rebound. She's going to get a... Oh, my goodness. I thought she was going to get a foul. 80 took out number 5, Obi. Going for that loose ball. They said it was off of Obi.
They're both going hard for the ball.
That was a hip check.
Yeah.
That's the way I saw it. Warriors get a break there. Grove out to Eliza. And there's a check on Obi. And that's going to get the Pleasant Hill fans. He might need to kick some fans out of here.
Yeah.
Boy, he's a thin-skinned guy. If you can't put up with me waving you off, how can you put up with these guys calling you every name in the book?
Their coach is pretty level-headed, though.
Yes, he is. That's the key, isn't it?
Not saying a word.
Well, he's probably saying something, but it's quiet. Eliza buries the foul shot. It's 1-1. She's got 7.
She's probably coming for
80 out, Ellie in. So you got both McMullins, Eliza, Grove, and Kendall on the floor for the Warriors. 20-14, 2:54 left to go, second quarter. 17 fouls on the Billies, 5 on the Warriors.
Wow.
Eliza hits a pair. She's in a group.
She's had a great tournament.
She's got 8. She's a first team All-Stater, I think, but I don't know if you can get it. Fourth place, it's hard. They drive down low and throw it away. That was not, that was tipped.
Maybe.
I guess so. Warrior girls aren't arguing at all. We didn't see the tip from here. Somebody must have got a hand on it. It looked like somebody hit it because it just sailed out of bounds on the baseline. Billy's with it on the baseline. Weimer inbounds. Taylor in the corner. They pressure her. Gets it over to Obi. 18 footer. Air ball. Tipped out of bounds by Crawford. No. He got that one wrong.
No, I think Eliza's.
I thought Crawford hit that one. Okay, Weimer now left side of the key, gets it into Crawford, back to Weimer in the corner, dribbles out on top to Obi. Obi and Taylor play catch out on top.
I think we're playing these big girls right. You can front everybody else. You just can't, front them and let everybody else.
Taylor on the wing, good pressure. Obi with the dribble, gets to the wing, back out to Taylor, almost tipped by McMullen. They lob down low to Crawford. She's doubled by Kendall and Grove. Nowhere to go. Gets it blocked, gets it back.
My goodness, 15 never left.
Green Weimer
just camped in there.
Out on top. Well, there was a shot in there. So that would reset it, right? They lob down low to Green, turns, misses, fouled. Another foul by the Warriors. Their 16th foul. 1:57 left to go, second quarter. Warriors up 7, 21-14 to the line. Green. Cheyenne Green with 3 points in the game. She's 1 out of 2 from the foul line.
Get Sarah out.
2 fouls on Sarah. Jed pleading his case. Air ball by Green at the foul line. Sharp coming into the game. Tim really working the official there.
Well, they have a relationship with that guy.
Well, I don't know if relationship is the right word.
Jed.
There's a familiarity anyway.
He's had a few of our games.
Green at the line.
Air ball and a swisher.
Yeah. The nerves of state, right? 21-15. Warriors up 6. 1:53 left to go, second quarter. Kendall swings it to Eliza on the left wing. Eliza starts to dribble back out to Kendall. 2-3 zone. Bad pass.
Can't make that cross-court pass. Green trying to go the length of the floor. Stripped
double
away.
Dribble.
Traveled. Double dribble. There we go. Great job by Alyssa McMullen to make that happen. Speed versus size. That Green girl's athletic. I mean, she ran the floor there like...
Here we go. I think this is a good sub. Kylie Wilson.
Kylie Wilson in for Kylie Kendall. Well, Kendall's made a couple of poor turnovers here. She's got to make better decisions. There's so much length out there. And that Green girl plays the wing, not inside at 6 feet tall. You just aren't used to seeing that.
There it is.
There it is again. Warriors almost throw it away. Alyssa with it. Ball knocked away. Still loose. Alyssa chases it down. Now has it. And a timeout taken by Jed. Jed not happy. And he wants those five girls right around him, slapping his hands. This is about as demonstrative as you will see Jed.
Well,
he is not happy with his girls right now.
Ellie and Eliza made two ill, not thought out passes. Cross court against a 2-3 zone.
With Green, a 6-footer, playing one of those sides, and she's the one that's really killing them. They make that long pass, and Green covers so much ground. She's had a couple of steals now. 21-15, Warriors on top. 1:20 to go, second quarter.
Well, I'd really like to see us make some hay against these two guards they got, because they are.
Oh, we haven't forced the turnovers against them.
No, then, but we haven't got a chance to set up our press, put pressure on them.
2-3 zone for the Billies still. Eliza over to Ellie. Right angle, back on top to Eliza. Skips it back to Ellie on the wing. Now in the corner to Scharf. Back to Eliza on the wing. Scharf in the corner. Scharf a dribble. Bounce pass out to Alyssa. Swings it over to Ellie. Left side. I'm not sure what they're trying to get here. High post. Scharf. Weak side.
Oh, mighty.
Ellie is tripped. She'll go to the line. Got hip checked as she tried to go around Green.
Green doesn't move
Ellie
the
on
real well.
No.
She's quick straight ahead.
That's two on her. Three on her. Oh, boy, that hurts their defense.
I would have had her out.
Yeah, that was not smart inside of a minute. Pick up that third foul. I mean, that's why Grove's on the bench, right?
Yeah.
Because she's got two, and you don't want to pick up a cheap one like that. That was a good ball reversal by the Warriors to find McMullen on the weak side. Ellie buries the foul shot, as you would expect. Her first point of the game. I don't think she's had a shot. She took 1-3 early. That's been it. One more for the senior guard. 53.6 seconds left to go in the first half. McMullen rolls that one in with a good shooter's touch there. Warriors with this 8-point lead, their largest of the game. Obi works her way up, throws it ahead to Weimer into the corner. It's out of bounds.
That's
Warriors
what
pressure.
We want. And those two guards, they can't be. I mean, takes out his starters, puts these two in. And
he's run with them for like 4 minutes.
I know.
Of course, they hadn't turned the ball over until now much, so.
No pressure.
Alyssa. Works left to Eliza, back to Alyssa on top, swing it, gotta swing it quicker to Ellie.
We should wait, take the last shot here.
Down low, Eliza, couple dribbles, swings it, McMullen, 17 footer, buries it. Alyssa McMullen, ice baby, knocks down the 17 footer, it's a 10 point lead. They turn Obi. The ball's tipped sharp to McMullen. McMullen out to Eliza. Eliza takes it in with the right hand lay-in and scores. That's what we're looking for, folks. 10 in the first half for Eliza Nisley.
Right here, watch.
Obi.
There it is.
Gets it to Taylor. Taylor, weak with the ball, throws it back to Obi. Obi, white side, Weimer for three. No good. We're going in with a 10-point lead, folks. 25-15. Ron, that was a 15-2 second quarter for the Amity Warriors. What a second quarter effort by the Warriors. And that included a timeout to chew out your kids because they weren't playing well.
Wasn't it 13-10?
It was 13-10, so I said. Oh.
17.
17-2. I wrote down the wrong score. You're right. It's 27-15. I had us up by 10, not by 12. I missed that last two. It's not often Ron corrects my math, but he got that one right. We'll be right back with some halftime stats for you, Kelway. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Sorry, I got distracted by the cheerleaders introducing themselves there. We got a tug of war getting ready to start. It's cheerleaders and student body against,
Look at Devin.
Devin's in there with them. They got some big guy at the end. He's huge. No Reagan out there. Colby's here though.
Colby's here. Wyatt Hatch,
Yoakum?
Yoakum's in there.
We got a few alumni.
There's not enough rope for all of our guys.
So this is the annual ritual down here at State of these tug of war between the student bodies.
I'm putting money on us. We got them outnumbered, and we got a lot more studs down on this end.
All right. So the tug of war is ready to go. Greg Mulkey, the athletic director here, you'll hear him.
You hear him?
There we go. Warriors moving that rope. It's stalled up now, but here they go. Colby just working his tail off. Oh, this is all Ebony, folks. It's all Ebony. Warriors with the win in the tug of war. They just dominated Pleasant Hill. Pleasant Hill had no chance.
Clearly outnumbered. Also outstanding.
Warriors say, see you later to the Billies.
They're doing this, you know what they're doing.
Yeah. Ron with the prediction ahead of time that the Warriors would win this one, and he nailed it. All right, halftime stats. Warriors with a 27-15 lead over the Billies. Remember, the Billies had a 13-10 lead after one. The Warriors with a 17-2 second quarter, led by Eliza Nisley, who has 10 points, 4 assists, and 3 steals for Eliza Nisley. Adie Nisley with 7 points and a couple of assists, 6 points for Sarah Lynn Grove, all those early. I was just saying, Eliza with 10 points, 4 assists, 3 steals in that first half.
Yeah.
She is on a roll. She had 21 points yesterday against Lakeview. Warriors just tearing them up on the defensive end, forcing 14 turnovers by the Billies. Only 5 of those on steals. That means they've got 9 either travels, throwing the ball away, something else. That's a lot. That's a big number.
As we've gone through the season, push or whatever you want to call it of our team has changed from
steal everything
and is making our, in other words, the Nisley's making smarter decisions, not getting themselves in foul trouble, not trying to steal.
Ron's
everything.
Trying to pick his words carefully here.
Not trying to steal everything.
Yes.
The other thing is the emphasis has changed from threes with Alyssa and some other people hitting threes to a lot of steals and quick turnovers and lay-ins.
Yeah.
And the Nisley girls have really stepped up as the season's gone along.
They really have. And we've become a better free throw shooting team as the year's gone. We were pretty bad early in the year.
Oh, yeah.
And without Ellie early in the year, that really hurt, too. Just that calming influence, I think, on the floor.
Eliza has bumped her game up a notch just in her quickness and using her quickness effectively, not out of control quickness.
To attack the defense.
Remember, early on, she's running faster than the ball.
Yeah. You can't be faster than your skill level.
Yeah.
Right? And that's, it's always one of the challenges when you get really athletic girls, especially. So sometimes their skill levels aren't there. Eliza slowed herself down just enough to be under control with that speed, and you see it still faster than everybody else on the floor. She has a different level. 80 is fast. Alyssa's got good speed. Maya's fast. Eliza has a different gear. And with the ball in her hands. She has really turned into a weapon for the Warriors. Like I said, she had 21 yesterday, 10 today. That's 31 points in the last 6 quarters of action, Ron. That's pretty good. She's not fouling out of the game. She only had 1 foul in the first half.
What'd you have in that first game? At least 10 or 12.
Let me go back and look here. We'll give you a tally here. I've got it. Eliza in that first game had 9 points to go with 4 assists and 3 steals against SC and 9 rebounds.
There isn't really, of course, we haven't watched.
She has 40 points in the tournament.
So she'd be the top 10 scoring.
Yeah, she's going to be at least second team.
Yeah.
Possibly first team. I don't know. A win here, if you get a win and you finish fourth, you have a chance of getting a first team player. It's hard, though.
Yeah.
There's 3 teams that finished above you. It's pretty, and Yost has had some big games for SC. But if they lose today to Sutherland, it's hard to put somebody on first team if they only won one game. But Ellie got it last year.
Yeah.
She, we were the sixth place team, and she still got first team, and she only played 1.5 games. She was so good. So who knows? You know, I haven't been tracking everybody. We need to pull that up and take a look at OSAA. Yeah, we'll pull it up and see what the
tourney stats
are. Right. So we'll take another break here quickly and be back. We've got about 2.5 minutes to go before the start of the second half. This is KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, folks. I thought I had that hit. I clicked on it. It didn't light up. I didn't notice it. All right. So you missed 38 seconds of the third quarter. It's 27-17. So she just missed that first one. At the line, Weimer misses a pair. Ball tipped. Green with the rebound puts it up and in. So Crawford had a basket. Now Green's got a basket. They cut the Warrior lead 27-19. Oh, I'm sorry about that, folks. Diane, thanks for texting me and catching my attention there. There's nothing that, like, jumps out and catches your attention if you're watching the game here. I don't have a producer yelling in my ear. Diane's it. On top, Warriors with it. They go high post, back out to Grove. 15-footer almost airballed it, but 80 chases it down, and she's fouled by Weimer. All right, so the Warriors...
We've had two good looks.
Yeah.
Sarah's shots are, I mean, they're 15-footer and a 10-footer.
Warriors 0 for 2 here to start the third quarter. Still up by 8. Had a larger lead than that a minute ago by 12. McMullen in the corner. She'll take a 3.
Maybe.
No, airball that. Campos fouled by 80. Not a good foul at all. I mean, Campos had the rebound, was looking to make an outlet pass at 80, trying to deflect the pass, jumped into her. All right, 27-19. Warriors up by 8. Finley, they throw way ahead to Crawford. Tipped by Grove, saved. Back into Weimer on top.
They're going inside.
They go down inside. Grove with a steal after Eliza had the tip. Well, they're trying to get that ball inside in a big way. Harzma weaves her way up the right side. Gets to the wing. Now in the corner to Ellie. Ellie, Green on her. Back out to Harzma. Green has 3 fouls. Inside, knocked away. Eliza comes up with it, drives, fouled by Crawford. Reach in foul. Again, that's that speed of Eliza attacking the basket. That's going to be the second on her. Harzma in, 80, way too strong on the 3 off the side of the backboard. Harzma chases it down, gets the rebound. Ellie with it. Down low to Grove. Out on the wing, 80. Back to Grove in the corner. No, bad spacing. Here we go. Out on top, Harzma resets. Hey, three white jerseys in a span of about 8 feet there.
In the worst possible place.
Yeah, in the corner. Eliza, down low to Grove.
Get
Grove
a foul on 15. That'd be
hands
nice.
It to Eliza, scoops through and scores!
She just got so
low to the ground, got underneath everybody, came out the other side and scooped it up. Warriors back up by 10, 29-19, first basket of the third quarter for the Warriors. Campos, she fires a pass about 9 feet in the air on a line out of bounds, trying to go to that low corner on the left side. Her hands on her head as she walks back up the floor. 5.5 to go, third quarter, 29-19 Warriors. Eliza brings it up, top of the key, works right, gets down low, little runner, and she hits it from 10 feet!
That's great.
A little runner, I didn't know what she was doing. She was out of options for passing. There was nobody open, she hits that.
Uh-oh.
They're going to get a blocking foul on Maya, trying to cut off Campos on the side. That's a bad foul because Campos wasn't going to hurt you there.
No.
You could have dropped off.
She could have dribbled straight to the out-of-bounds.
Timeout, Pleasant Hill. It's going to be a full timeout. We'll stay right here, though, give you a little read-in. For over 45 years, Pacific Office Automation has remained locally owned and operated, supporting the community and people and places that matter. That's why Pacific Office Automation continues to sponsor the OSAA year after year. Pacific Office Automation, problem solved. Stay connected to your favorite team with the OSAA Live mobile app. OSAA Live features the latest scores, schedules, and rankings for all teams and leagues across Oregon. Access OSAA state championship programs. Read the latest prep news and information. Search OSAA Live in the App Store or on Google Play to download today. Warriors, led by Eliza Nisley now with 14 points. That last shot, Ron, was I don't even know what you call it.
That's upper level basketball.
She drove on the right side of the key, got to the baseline, was about 8 or 9 feet from the basket, left the ground. I thought she was going to pass it. There was nobody to pass it to, and she just flicked up a little shot kind of sideways and swished it along the baseline. The defense had no idea she was going to shoot. Why would she shoot that?
Well, Green and Crawford are tough inside, but if you move quick, they are not quick.
No.
Yeah.
Well, most shot blockers that are long like that, they don't have the lateral movement.
Yeah.
And that's where you can attack them as a guard. You just don't want to get into their body. Mm-hmm. You have to make them come and find you. Warriors up 12, 31-19. Tied with their halftime lead for the largest lead of the game. They've done their substitution, one of them, Taylor, in the game. They swing it to Finley. Finley drives, scoops a shot up and in the middle of the lane. Caught the Warriors sleeping a little bit. Her first basket of the game.
Best thing she's done all game.
10-point game. Warriors up. Harzma, little penetration. Gets in deep. She's knocked to the floor by Crawford. No foul called. Finley going the other way. Eliza gets back. Finley misses the shot. 80 with the rebound. Great hustle by Eliza. And a reach-in foul on Finley. That's as bad as the one we had at our end on 80. She gave her a little hip check, she said.
Yeah.
And it didn't really impact the play. So they're calling some of this stuff tighter than what we saw against A&M Christian.
Oh, yeah.
There was none of this stuff called there. We would have won that game.
Those first games are hard for everybody, players and refs.
Grove tries to find
these big guys.
Trying to find Eliza. She gets it, loses it, but Harzma comes out of there with it. Harzma swings it to Ellie on the right angle. Over to Eliza in the corner. Eliza back to Ellie, right angle.
Be nice to see her just go around Green. The Green so far.
She'll set her up for it. You can't do it every time, right?
No.
Ellie takes the three. Looks inside. Nothing there. Good patience by the Warriors. 80.
There we go.
Cross court Eliza. Gets to the mid-range. Pulls up. Buries it. She is on fire, Ron. 16 points. She's going to be first team if we win this game because her scoring average is going to be top four in the tournament. She was averaging 15 a game coming in. She's now at 15.3. Taylor over to Crawford. High post, Campos down low, Green lays it up and in and fouled. That's a bad foul.
Hope it's on 80.
That's a bad foul.
10.
It is on 80.
I don't need a
Green gets the lay-in.
Bad mouth 80, but...
Yeah.
Offensively.
Well, Eliza's carrying us on the offensive end right now.
That's why.
2 on 80. Alyssa's going to come in next dead ball, will not be now because Green misses almost everything. Warriors with the rebound. Green 2 out of 5 from the line now. Got to remember that if this is a close game down the stretch. 80 works her way in. Kicks it. Ellie, 3-pointer. Looks good. No, just off the rim. Eliza almost got one. 80 with the rebound. Ball's loose. Comes out of there with it. Finley lobs it ahead to Taylor, back to Finley. Warriors by 10.
Early season, Eliza would have had a foul.
Yeah, she's learning. Campos down low, stolen by Grove. She was fronting Green, and her athleticism pays off there. She can get off the ground, folks. Eliza with it, right angle. Over to Ellie, she'll take a three. Come that on. One looks too strong. Yes. Ellie rushing that one maybe a little bit, airballed it.
You have to shoot those.
You do. You got to keep them honest. Finley to Taylor on top. 2-3 zone for the Warriors.
My. Just let this girl.
Over to Crawford. Crawford swing pass Finley. Drives baseline. Blocking foul on Eliza.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the right call. Finley's quick.
Yeah.
That's going to be the second on Eliza. Third on Eliza. And that's going to get Eliza out. That was a quick sub, extra sub there. So Warriors go big. It's Alyssa and 80 with Grove, Kendall, and Sharp. Campos in the corner, swings it. Finley drives. Runner in the lane, misses. Crawford misses inside. Ball tipped out of bounds. Should be Warriors basket. Oh, they're going to say it was off of Sharp. I thought Green hit that away from her.
She's the tallest girl on the floor. She hit the ball last.
Jed telling her, hey, you got to box her out. Crawford's strong. She's the strongest girl on the floor. I have no doubt about that. She's put together. On top, Finley. It's still 10-point Warrior lead, 2:19 to go.
It's like a Lindsay McShane.
Yeah. Not that strong, but a little taller. Inside Crawford saves it back out to Finley.
They're making bad passes. We're not.
Finley goes baseline, little runner, no good. Drove. Strong rebound in traffic. Sarah Lynn gets it to Alyssa. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Alyssa. Over to Grove on the right angle. Down the sideline. They swing it over to 80 on the left angle. High post, Scharf. Back out, Kendall fakes the three. Little drive. Down low, Grove. Push from behind.
Dribbled the ball in the out-of-bounds line, but she got pushed.
She got pushed from behind. Jed asking for clarification on that.
How about the push from behind?
She got pushed.
So Jed saying there was a leg out there. Bad call right in front of the official.
When you look you in the eye, he knows he...
Yeah.
I'm sorry. 10-point
game, 33-23. 1:37 left to go, third quarter. On top, Green, or Campos with it. 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Over to Taylor. Taylor, Finley cuts through. Now swings the ball to her on the left angle. She doesn't really want to shoot the outside shot. She wants to drive. Campos lost it. Warriors ball. Trying to go hard left, just lost the ball.
It's been a 10-point lead for... couple minutes. It's like 3:10 maybe.
Well, we were up 31-19 about 3 minutes into the quarter. So it's been low scoring since then. The Warriors holding this 10-point lead. 80 with the drive. Bounce pass down low to Grove. No foul called. 80 gets it back on. Airballs it. She didn't know where she was, I think. She rushed that shot. They throw ahead. Campos on the wing. Puts the brakes on. Swings it over. Finley. Grove traveled. She is quicker than her ball handling skills. No question about her quickness.
Yeah.
That's why she's on the floor, because she is lightning quick. 54 seconds and counting. Warriors with that 10-point lead. Surviving without some of their starters on the floor here with some foul trouble. Three each for... bad pass by Grove. It's on the floor, jump ball.
It's our ball.
Warriors maintain possession.
We'd be wise to just wait for the last shot here.
I don't know if this group can run 40 seconds. 39 and a half seconds to go, third quarter. You need to be patient. I'd like to see Alyssa get the shot. Grove fakes, goes back up with the left hand and scores. She faked to her left shoulder, spun back to her right shoulder, left Green in the dirt. 35-23.
They're big, but they don't move.
Well, that's a great move.
Yeah.
I mean, so quick. Great footwork for Sarah. She couldn't do that yesterday with her ankle bothering her. Much better today. Warriors really clogging the middle with this 2-3 zone. 15 seconds. Campos to Finley on top. Swing over to Taylor. Oh, yeah, 12-point lead. Crawford, 6 seconds. Who do they want to shoot this? Campos. Works left, shoots a three, good. That's the end of the quarter. They had no idea.
No.
I mean, with 6 seconds, nobody looked like they even cared to shoot the ball. Suddenly, Campos jacks it up. Warriors up 12, 35-23 after an 8-8 third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Warrior Sports. Welcome back. Fourth quarter getting ready to start here for Marshfield High School. The fourth place game. Warriors with a 35-23 lead. Ron, what were you going to say? Was it important?
Oh, it was the end of the Cascade Christian De La Salle game, where it was one of those games where the three referees, two out of the three, decided they were going to control the last 2 minutes of the game. They changed the whole game.
Started calling all kinds of stuff.
It was just that they hadn't called the whole game.
Pleasant Hill ball, start the fourth quarter. Harzma, is that Eliza on the floor with her three fouls? Scharf, Grove, and Kendall. Weimer.
They're
nobody moving. I don't know what they're doing.
At one another.
12-point game. They go to Weimer in the high post.
That's
hooks it down low. Crawford misses. Rebound Kendall. Great defense by Scharf.
Get rid of the ball, girl.
Kendall brings it across half court. No pressure. Now gets it to Harzma. That works well. Back to Kendall on the right angle extended. Kendall in the corner to Grove. Cuts through. Harzma swings it on top to Eliza. Back to Harzma. Jed wants him to back out. He's going to make him come out and guard him. Harzma. Bump. Yeah, that was a bump. He was a little slow, but he got the right, and she knew it. I mean, she like, you can just see the emotional fragility of Pleasant Hill here.
Yeah.
That's her third foul on Finley. Fourth team foul on the Billies. Warriors have five. So Eliza inbound here right in front of the bench. Warriors going left to right in front of us from Marshfield High School. Harzma works to the right.
Ooh.
High post. They swing it. Kendall on the left wing. High post again. Back out to Eliza with the drive. Kicks to Harzma. Harzma, good patience. I love it.
1 minute
backs
gone.
It out. Bounce pass to Kendall. High post. Sharp. Over to Grove. She'll take a three.
Oh, maybe. Looks good. Halfway down.
Sharp
for the rebound. She's fouled. Oh, my goodness. Megan Sharp crashing the offensive boards. That ball hung up on that rim. It kind of rimmed in and out. And it threw off the timing of the rebounders. They didn't box out.
Yeah, and she crunched into Eliza. Eliza's going for the ball hard, too.
Sharp for
Come
two.
On, girl.
Hits the first one.
She can shoot free throws.
I'll tell you what. She changed her whole approach during the free throw-a-thon this year. She said, I got to shoot this many free throws. I'm done taking 8 seconds every time I shoot. Watch her. She'll take the ball. One dribble. Goes right into her shot.
An air ball.
Oh, air balls.
Come
what
on.
Am I doing? My bad. She's been very good from the foul line. She's laughing as she goes the other way. 36-23 Warriors. She's been shooting very well from the foul line, Ron.
She has.
I just want to say. Eliza, 16 points, 4 assists, 3 steals through 3 quarters of this game.
It's time for an Eliza explosion.
Crawford with 11 points, 9 boards through the first 3 quarters to lead the Billies. Warriors in their 2-3 zone still. Weimer on the right wing.
They are no threat for threes.
They don't want to shoot them. Timeout taken, Pleasant Hill. They got nothing going offensively.
He's got those two big girls. They got to get them moving. Like, you know, that what we used to call triangle where you break to the angles.
Yep.
They'd be impossible to stop because all you do is lob it in high.
Through that third quarter, the Warriors had closed the rebound gap to 26 to 17. That means that they went even with them with 8 rebounds apiece in that third quarter. So that's better because they got out rebounded 12-4 in the first quarter and now going even with them. 8 points for Grove through three quarters. And trying to see what else here. Anything else interesting? Eliza with her 4 assists, 80 with 2. Grove's got her 8 points, 4 boards, and 2 steals through three quarters. Alyssa McMullen, a couple of steals as well. For the Billies, Cheyenne Green with 8 points, 6 boards, and Crawford with 11 points, 9 boards. That's all they have. The rest of the team scored 4 points, 0 for 4 from 3-point range. Warriors 0 for 7 from 3-point range. Not like we can shoot the ball either today.
A lot of those shots that we like are in the corner, deep corners.
They're getting out to them.
It's got those tall girls.
Yeah. Hard to shoot over a 6-footer closing out on you when you're 5'3".
It's changed your shot so much. It's not even a good miss.
That one by Grove looked good though.
Yeah.
Warriors are 0 for 8, actually, because they know Grove missed that one. 2-3 zone for the Warriors. Weimer looking for Campos. Tipped by Grove, stolen. They were trying to go Campos quickly from the cut down low to Crawford, and Grove read it well.
She moved too fast, but great defense.
Grove on the wing. Warriors up by 13. Down low, Eliza on the baseline. Back out to Harzma. Harzma taking their time. They're going to run clock every time down now. Spreading it out, going to the corner to Eliza. Back out to Kendall. On top, Harzma.
It's sort of a passive 2-3. I mean, it's not an aggressive 2-3 when you're down by 13.
So Harzma just backs it out.
Run clock.
Works to the right. Bounce pass to Grove. Fakes the corner. Now goes to Eliza in the corner.
How long can Eliza hold her patience tonight?
I know. She wants to attack Green, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
That 6-footer. Oh, she was underneath the basket. They missed her. That's okay. It's good to be patient. Oh, not a good pass. Kendall gets it back, though. It was knocked away by Crawford. Grove in the corner. Eliza.
It's getting
shakes.
She's wanting to go.
Back out to Kendall. So much patience for the Warriors. They've run almost a minute this time down the floor. Kendall swings it over to Grove on the right wing.
There
down low. Eliza blocked out of bounds by Campos. Look at Eliza. She's like, whoa, okay.
Got fake.
Thought I had that lay-in. Yeah.
Fake.
But that's okay. You gave them that attack. Now they'll worry about it. They won't come out as much. Warriors down to 5:16 to go. In the corner, Grove. She'll back it out.
Jed, he is a director tonight.
Oh, he wants discipline here. This game matters, right?
Yeah, as compared to some of the other games. Oh, here we go. Man to man.
Eliza, now they've come out. Now they'll run the weave. Swing it over to Scharf on the right side. She's directing traffic. Scharf, bounce pass down to Kendall. Kendall fakes, gets in low, lays it up and in!
Yeah.
Kendall with the up fake on Campos, took her right to the rim and scored. How do you like that, Grandpa? Grandpa George listening from home. He's getting excited right now. I guarantee it, folks. Warriors up 38-23.
4:52 left to go in the fourth quarter. It's a full time out. We're going to take a quick one and be right back on KLYC McMinnville.
4:52 remaining from Marshfield High School. Warriors with their largest lead of the game, 38-23. We're just talking about Jed, very patient with the five he's got in there. He's like, hey, if it's working, we're going to stay with it. He's done that all year. No pressure to put people back in. You know there's some kids dying to get in this game, but right now I think what's going to happen is Ellie will be on that bench until the Billies start fouling. As soon as they start fouling, you need your best free throw shooters on the floor, and you'll have, I think, 80 and Ellie back out there. Weimer on top. Finley back to Weimer, takes a three, looks good, short, rebound, Kendall.
Kendall.
Oh, threw it away. Eliza gets it. Jump ball. Warriors basketball. Yeah, Kendall a little quick on that pass.
Here comes Ellie.
What did I tell you? 4:34. Ellie coming back into the game.
Who's out?
She's going to get Grove out. Give Grove a break. Grove's played a lot on that ankle today.
She's running good, man.
Yep.
She's made a difference.
I think Grove will be back in at about 2 minutes for Scharf, probably, for free throw shooting. Just get her a quick break. Warriors with the ball. Still up 15. 4.5 to go. Harzma left all the way in.
Oh.
Came up short on the lay-in.
Uh-oh.
Finley's got it. Being harassed by Eliza. Now gets it to Campos. That was a good drive by Harzma. Just couldn't finish. Campos to Weimer on the wing. Weimer works to the top of the key. Eliza cuts her off. Little carry there by Weimer. No call. Out on top. Finley. Oh, Warriors weren't ready. She fumbled the ball, but nobody close enough to attack that.
We really got their big girls front and back.
Yep.
Just
good
Darren,
job.
Darren to shoot threes, and they don't have a three-point shooter.
They don't want to shoot threes.
No, here we
Campos
go.
With a drive. Runs into Sharp.
Oh, got fouled.
And Crawford fouled on, no, that's 15. Green fouled on the weak side. It's going to be Kendall. 3:52 left to go.
The way she's shooting free throw, that's a smart foul.
It's not a bad foul.
No.
She is 3 out of 5 from the line today. She's got 8 points in the game. She's 2 out of 5. I'll get that right. And she gets that one to roll in. Into the game, number 10, Calva.
Wow.
What do you want to bet Calva shoots threes?
She has not played.
No, what do you want to bet she's a three-point shooter? That's what he's going to here. Calva, a sophomore. Green. Short. Ball's loose. Crawford gets it. Skips it back out on top to Campos.
We'll see.
Now they got to run some clock now. Calva works to the left, puts up a three. Short.
Oh, my.
Ball, long rebound to Campos. Campos out on top. They swing it to
again.
Calva for another three. Looks good. No good. Back rim. Rebound. Out of bounds. Should be Warriors ball. Off of Green. That's pretty tough on a girl. She sat the whole game. She comes in and, hey, go shoot some threes.
That's what he told her to do.
But why not play her a little bit before that so she gets a rhythm of the game?
I put some pressure on her.
Man.
She'll turn it over.
Warriors with the ball out on top.
Now you got the big
Ellie
girl
in the game.
35
to
the hoop.
Harzma over to Eliza. Eliza, Ellie popping out.
She could take her.
Now Harzma, they're running the little weave here. Harzma works left, gives it to Kendall. Back to Harzma. Let's stay down, please. Ellie. Over to Eliza, popping out. Calva on her. Now to Harzma. They're going to get Harzma for a push-off.
Oh, my.
Yes, pretty weak call. Pretty weak call.
That does not make sense. He wanted to
look
change.
Look at Jed.
He wanted to change
look
the game.
Look at Jed. Are you kidding me?
He wanted to change the game. That's the only reason he blew his whistle. The call has not been made all night long.
And that was not enough of a shove to be a full
an
offensive foul. Campos, quick trigger three. No good. Long rebound. Green off the hands of Campos. Out of bounds. Campos was cutting. Green was throwing it back out to her. 14-point lead
Didn't
for the Warriors. 2:44. Didn't hurt us.
Didn't hurt us. We're still 14.
Seth Harsman's got three fouls now. Or four? Four
might
fouls.
Have, might have four, but.
Yeah, that's the only thing that's bad. She's a good free throw shooter. Why are they not shooting or fouling yet? Makes no sense. Eliza with the drive all the way with the left hand.
Oh,
scores!
My.
The little Statue of Liberty by Eliza. She's got 18. She brought that ball up and just held it there and then flicked it with the left hand in the last second.
Against Green.
Campos jacks a three. No good.
No
this
way.
One's over, folks. Kendall with the rebound.
That's a foul.
She's fouled.
Oh my goodness. If I'm Jed and I didn't have a 16-point lead, I'd be flipping out right now.
It just makes it. Then he smiles. It's our favorite guy.
Campos to inbound. Goes in the corner to Calva. Off her hands.
She's weak.
Doubled out there. Ball's loose. Eliza with a steal. And there's a foul by Campos. How about a travel? You going to call travel? I think it's a travel, Ron. Right?
He was... That girl kicked. 23 kicked.
Campos with the foul. And here they go. They're done.
He's conceded.
Yep. Into the game. Black, who hasn't played all game. Ritter, who hasn't played all game.
He's got
and
seven.
Dutton.
Come on. Get him in.
Yep. And here,
get him in.
It's going to be just a second. They're going to go in at the 2 minute. As soon as the ball's inbounded, probably.
It's in. Now he's going to line them up.
Here comes Kylie, Liliana, Alyssa. Got to get Emily in there too, probably.
Got to get Eliza out.
Ellie kicks it out. Sharp for three. Almost hit it. Rebound. Campos coming up the other way. I mean, she's an athlete. Good ball handler, just not a very good basketball player. 140 to go. 16-point blowout win. Three-pointer. No good.
Oh,
ball out of bounds. Warriors basketball.
Sharp
touched it. Ellie and Alyssa with a hug. Fourth place for the Warriors, folks. Fourth place. After a heartbreaking loss to Santiam Christian, Amity going to walk away with the fourth place trophy. Three-pointer from the corner. Missed right out with the rebound. Nope, ball's loose. Dutton's got it.
This could be ugly basketball.
Finley.
Still got a
back out on top. Three-pointer there for Dutton. They finally hit something. 40 to 27, minute 17 to go. Eliza. Gets Alyssa popping out. Back to Harzma. Harzma works left. Kicks it to Alyssa. Back out to Eliza. Whew. Over to Liliana, who was not expecting it. Liliana wraps it around. She's fouled. She'll go to the line. Liliana with a chance to get some points here at the state tournament. As a freshman, that's exciting. Warrior fans starting to celebrate now. 56 seconds. Finley out of the game.
Get Emily in. Here comes Emily.
Emily Rice coming into the game.
Harzma.
I think you get Eliza out. Eliza, I think, is going to come out and get a hand. She deserves it. Liliana misses the free throw. Rebound. Chased down by Obi. 50 seconds. Gets the ball to Taylor. Back to Obi. Warriors guards dominated this game. There's a block by Eliza on a three-point attempt. There's a foul. 39.5 seconds. Warriors up 13. And Alyssa will be going to the line, I think.
1-1.
Eighth team foul on the Billies. Warrior fans, this has been a good weekend. Tough loss to Santiam Christian. Eliza out. And a good hand from the fans. 18 points for Eliza Nisey today. She is the player of the game, no question about it, as a freshman. The last two games, Ron, she has dominated, averaging 19.5 points over the final two games. I think she's going to be first team All-State as a freshman. Alyssa makes the free throw. One more coming for McMullen. Alyssa, another freshman. Buries them both perfectly. 4 points for her. Warriors 42-27. A blowout win here. After that rough first quarter, it's been all Amity for three quarters of this game. Deep three for Sutton. Misses. Rebound Wilson. Gets it to Rideout. Rideout. Puts the brakes on. Gets it back to Harzma.
Oh my goodness! What is that? She kicked!
He's waiting to...
What is that? A kick, literally a trip, an intentional trip. That should be an ejection in basketball. If I'm Jed, that's what I'm saying right now. Like, you're going to get somebody hurt out there.
Coach is taking her out.
That is absolutely some of the worst sportsmanship you'll ever see. That girl has no business being on the floor. Missed free throw by Harzma. Should be Warriors. Oh, my goodness. He's not even paying attention now. That went off of the Billies.
That's
32 out. That is some... bad sportsmanship.
What is
and
that?
And the coach says, sit down right next to me. Good job by the coach. He should have pulled her out as soon as he saw the foul.
He did. He couldn't get her out.
Well, he could have. When the foul was being called, he needed to hurry. 6 seconds. Warriors going to celebrate here. Deep three for Dutton. Misses that one. McMullen with the last rebound of the tournament for the Warriors. And the Amity Warrior fans pull off the fourth place game. 42-27. The final score for Amity. A 15-point dominating win. They outscored them by 18 over the last three quarters of that game, down 13-10 early, and then just Eliza Nisley dominated the Billies after the first quarter. We're going to take, we're going to stay right here because they're going to do the award presentation of the trophies here. We got a sixth place last year. We're getting a fourth place this year, and folks, we're coming back for a title hunt next year against Corbett.
You know, 36-35, 1 point.
Yep.
And two or three missed free throws in the last minute. A whole different tournament. Would have been on the other side of the bracket. The other side of the bracket certainly harder.
Oh, yeah.
Corbett and Banks are, I mean.
We would have had to go toe-to-toe with Banks, but you know what?
Well, I think we could have.
I think we could have. I mean, that was Lakeview only lost to them by 1 point, by 2 points on the last second shot.
Stats.
Player of the game for the Billies is Crawford. No surprise there. She was solid. And Eliza Nisley with player of the game. She doesn't even know she's supposed to walk out there. Look at her.
She should have got player of the game yesterday. They didn't hand out the
They award. Don't hand them out. They just announce them at the end of the game. But when it's a final game, then they do.
Presenting these trophies will be the assistant executive director, Monica Maxwell, and executive director, Peter
Webber. OSAA with their people here. We'll let you listen to the announcement.
The Pleasant Hill Billies.
Sixth place to the Billies. Not a lot of celebrating there by the Billies. They have to know they were not the, they're not going to beat Amity 1 out of 10 games.
No.
They don't have the guard play. Guard play is the most predictable thing. There's the Warriors, the three seniors. Collect the trophy. First fourth place win or higher since the Warriors took second back in 2016, Ron.
Yeah.
It's the best finish since then. More to come, folks. Stay tuned next year for more exciting Amity Warrior basketball. It's going to be good.
Anybody listening out there that wants a good place for a tall girl to come play basketball, I'll put it
in. I think we're allowed to recruit. Ron actually can do some boarding. We could, the Huber Boarding School.
Yeah.
We'll have to work on the exchange student thing. Maybe we can pick one or two up there.
It's been done before.
Oh, it has been. Absolutely.
Been
pretty exciting
season
for the Warriors. It is. Hey, you know, after the championship game tonight, they will have the all-state teams, and you got to figure Eliza Nisley is a great candidate to be first-team all-state this year, folks.
Oh, yeah.
She has had a whale of a tournament.
It's been good work with you, Jeff. Good season, man.
It has been fun, folks. We're going to call it a night from there. The Amity Warriors, fourth place in the 3A tournament this year. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being fans. And, hey, go Warriors, folks. Have a great offseason.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.
Leffen Enterprises is locally owned and operated by distinguished members of the Amity alumni and are proud